The pitch is looped towards shortstop. Petrocelli's back. He's got it. The Red Sox win. And it's pandemonium on the field.
Fantastic call. Back when the Red Sox won the pennant in 1967, we're actually not far from where Rico Petrocelli caught that ball here at Fenway Park as we welcome you back to our coverage getting set for the NHL's Winter Classic between the Bruins and the Penguins. We're glad to be joined by the president of the Boston Bruins, and that is Cam Neely. First of all, Happy New Year to you. I'm just curious, being back in here for the first time since 2010, what sort of memories does it bring back from that game?
Well, obviously the overtime goal, right? It was a low-scoring game. We hadn't scored. And then, you know, big play by Berge, of course, to Marco Sturm. The place went nuts. It was awesome.
Cam, you must be, pretty proud of the organization. The fact that it's an honor to play in these games. And this is, what, the fifth one overall, the fourth Winter Classic, you and the Penguins both. It says a lot about the organization and the fan base that they want them here.
Absolutely. I don't need to tell everybody what a great sports city this is. So the league certainly recognizes that, and it's certainly an honor to play in these games. They're big marketed events. Players love it. We love it. The fans love it.
Cam, did you have a chance to skate in the alumni game in 2010? And if you did, how was the experience?
Yeah, I played in that one, and then I played one period in the one in Gillette, and that was it. That's the last time I've been on the ice. But it was a great experience to be outside playing hockey against, buddies that you played with and played against.
And the game here at Fenway in 2010, that was kind of like the Pittsburgh Buffalo game with the snowflakes falling.
Yeah.
We had to shovel the ice a few times during the game of the alumni game.
Yeah.
So great experience to be out here.
It was fantastic. The current players, they're excited about this event. We've got a few guys that hadn't played in one yet, so they're really excited about that.
So when you came from Vancouver to Boston, how often did you get a chance to get here? Did you have a chance to get to know some of the Red Sox back in the day?
Yeah, actually, I hung out with Roger Clemens a little bit. He brought me here one night, and he was throwing some fastballs. I was at the plate trying to get one over the monster, but that wasn't happening. But it was a fun time, and Roger was a good buddy of mine back in the day. We hung out a little bit.
Cam, hopefully we can take you to your current team. First place in the NHL right now. It's been a great start to the season. There's no question about that. Where were your feelings prior to the season? Did you feel that you could be where you are right now, or were you kind of tempered a little bit because of some of the injuries?
No, absolutely tempered. We were just talking about, let's just stay in the thick of things, get these guys back, and then, we're hearing rumblings that Brad's going to come back a little earlier, Charlie was going to come back a little earlier, so, we had a collective sigh of relief, but the way the team started was not what we expected, but it was certainly, it's been a fun ride so far, but there's a lot of work to do yet.
What's really caught your eye with Jim Montgomery's work behind the bench?
I just think the way he communicates with the players, he's got really, really good communication skills. Obviously when you're winning, everybody's having fun, but the locker room seems to be nice and relaxed, and even though they know they got work to do, they're enjoying coming to the rink, and Monty's been a big part of that, I think, along with all the other coaches, for sure.
Has there been anything that has jumped out at you that's maybe surprised you this year, whether it's just player-related or style of play-related?
Just the depth, throughout the lineup, all four lines and the three pair D, I think just, and goaltending. Everybody's having really good years that, some guys bounce back years, some guys are kind of, getting better. The younger players, like Frederick, I think he's been playing really well for us. Allmark is having a fantastic year, as everybody knows. And so I think just the depth of the lineup right now, I think, is really helping us win these games.
Cam, you were a Hall of Fame player. When Patrice Bergeron, on the day that he decides he's done, he's heading into the Hall of Fame, into the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. And I'm just wondering if there was anything you wish you had of Berge's game when you played.
Probably a little bit more responsible in the D zone. I watched some old film, and I'm swinging, and I'm like, there was no stopping and starting.
Well, when you look at the NHL right now, we have the commissioner, Gary Bettman, on. It's going to be an interview played later on here that we taped. Just talking about the state of the league, the state of the game after COVID hit and the setbacks that the world had. But now where the game is in a really good place moving forward and coming out of all that.
Yeah, it really is. And you can tell across the league, fans are ready to get back into buildings and cheer on their teams. I mean, you know, everybody you talk to, everybody feels like you lost 2 years of your life. You know, you were kind of just stuck at home and didn't really get to see anybody. So I think it's been great for the league to have have everybody back in the buildings the way we've got them now.
David Krejci is on the verge of playing his 1,000th game as a Boston Bruin. Is there something about him that just goes underappreciated here?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, maybe on a global picture, he does. But you know, his teammates and management, coaches, they certainly have appreciated his style of play. And then when playoff hockey comes around, he seems to pick it up a notch. So that's a good thing.
Cam, we're coming to the end here. I can't let you go without asking you a question. And if I don't ask you, the fans are going to give us crap. So
I'm not commenting.
He's having a great year.
He's having a fantastic year. And, of course, you know, we love the player like everybody else. And, you know, hopefully something gets done here in the near future. I know that David, is a player that our fans love. We love the way he plays. So, you know, Don's been talking to his agent on a regular basis. So that's a good thing.
Thanks for taking one for the team. I really appreciate it.
You were dodging it for a while over there. So.
How's your shoulder? Can you now throw some curveballs? How's
not
the recovery?
Ready for golf season. I'm 7 weeks into a shoulder replacement, so it's getting there. Range of motion's getting better, but I just, when we took the team photo yesterday on the ice, I'm like, please don't fall. Please don't fall.
Well, Cam, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. Happy New Year. Enjoy today.
All right. Thank you. Happy New Year, guys.
Thanks, Cam.
Right.
That's the president of the Boston Bruins, Cam Neely. Let's throw it back to Ryan Johnston.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.